prospect for peace negotiations for Darfur in Sudan remains grim after an international mediators' meeting in Libya this weekend failed. The mediators from the United Nations, the European Union, China, the US, Chad and Sudan failed to reach consensus on meeting with the leaders of Darfur's rebel groups. Judith Melby, Africa Specialist for Christian Aid, spoke to us about the necessity of reaching such decisions for the sake of the peace process in Sudan.
The problem is that some agreement just isn't good enough. You know, we've had the Darfur peace agreement, which was signed a year ago in May. The great problem there was it was signed under huge pressure, and most of the rebel groups weren't at the table, and only one rebel group signed it. The key reason the Darfur peace agreement failed is that there was no voice from Darfur at the table. I know that there are attempts, parallel attempts, going on to try and get the rebel commanders together to come up with a unified voice. The problem is, actually, that every time they fix a meeting, the Khartoum government tends to go out and bomb them. So that puts an end rather effectively to their meetings. So pressure has to be put on the Khartoum government to allow the rebel commanders to have the space and the time to get together and come up with a coherent line of their own.